3, 2, 1. 7 things you didn't know you need to know. I'm Kira Rebbins and this is the Smart 7 Ireland Edition.
Good morning, it's Thursday the 24th of November. It's DB Cooper Day. Happy birthday, Stephen Merchant, Billy Connolly, Pete Best and Tom O'Dell. A week after cervical check campaigner Vicky Phelan died, the long-awaited report into the inquiry has finally been published. Dr. Gabriel Scally was positive in his assessment of the improvement in the situation since his initial report in 2018.
The amount of progress has been very substantial, and the effort that has gone into making that progress has also been very substantial by very many people, some wonderful people who've done a wonderful job. We should all be very grateful to them. The recommendations have been moved on very, very, very substantially.
He did say, however, that some areas have lagged behind where they should be, in part due to the COVID pandemic. But he also highlighted that it's critical that the health system as a whole has a continuing duty of candour so that those affected can be confident that they'll receive the truth of what happened and an apology in person.
They want to know what you're doing to make sure it doesn't happen to anyone else. And that matters enormously to people. And that issue of making sure that things do change and are improved is, I think, precisely what 221 Plus is all about.
Power cuts have been reported across large parts of Ukraine following fresh Russian airstrikes on energy infrastructure there. Officials in Kyiv say 3 people have been killed and neighbouring Moldova is also experiencing blackouts. Meanwhile, Boris Johnson's been upsetting Germany with his claim that the country wanted Ukraine to quickly lose rather than have a lengthy war.
I'll tell you a terrible thing. The German view was at one stage that if it were going to happen, which would be a disaster, then it were better for the whole thing to be over quickly and for Ukraine to fold.
Berlin later dismissed the former PM's comments as utter nonsense. President Zelensky has told the UN the Russian strikes on the power network are crimes against humanity. And Ukrainian MP Kira Rugg told Sky News Kyiv has been experiencing power outages every day in different parts and people are worried.
The main thing that we feel right now is that we can only go through this winter together, that we will need to take care not only of ourselves, but of the people around us, and that the responsibility is to get every single Ukrainian through the winter.
Wednesday saw bad news for fans of Braveheart as the Supreme Court dealt a blow to Scottish First Minister Nicola Sturgeon's plans for a so-called Indie Ref 2. It declared that a second vote on independence by the Scottish Parliament could only proceed with Westminster's permission. It was a unanimous decision announced by Justice Lord Reid.
The Scottish Parliament does not have the power to legislate for a referendum on Scottish independence.
Scotland's First Minister had planned for another referendum next October. Nicola Sturgeon says she's disappointed at the ruling and the idea of the UK being a voluntary union is no longer a reality.
Let's be absolutely blunt. A so-called partnership in which one partner is denied the right to choose a different future, or even to ask itself the question, cannot be described in any way as voluntary or even a partnership at all.
A 41-year-old from Surrey is to become the European Space Agency's first disabled astronaut. Paralympic sprinter John McFaul lost his right leg in a motorbike accident when he was a teenager and has now been selected for training. He was one of over 22,000 people who applied. British astronomer Rosemary Coogan has also been named in the new cohort. No major Western space agency has ever put a para astronaut into space, so it's a huge moment for John.
I think that I can bring lots of things to the feasibility study, but I think in particular I can bring inspiration. You know, inspiration that science is for everyone, but inspiration that potentially space is for everyone.
Still to come in the Smart 7 Ireland edition, there's been another big upset at the World Cup and Kristen Bell learnt the hard way that you can't trust your kids.
Right after this.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome back.
It was another day of surprises in the World Cup on Wednesday as four-time winners Germany suffered a shock 2-1 defeat against Japan in their tournament opener in Qatar. Before that, German players covered their mouths for the team photo in protest at not being allowed to wear a One Love armband. Spain avoided any slip-ups, kicking things off with a 7-0 thrashing of Costa Rica. Morocco and Croatia drew 0-0. The world's second-ranked team, Belgium, had to battle to beat Canada 1-0. Meanwhile, England goalkeeper Jordan Pickford put fears about captain Harry Kane to rest. He had a scan on his ankle after picking up an injury in Monday's 6-2 victory over Iran, but still joined Wednesday's training session.
Yeah, I think he's good. Probably be a little bit sore, but I think he's fine. He's out on the grass today with us, so that's good. And he's our captain, and I think he's fine, yeah.
American actress Kristen Bell is possibly a little too honest with her kids. The Frozen star spoke to Jimmy Kimmel about a conversation they had recently about doing hallucinogenic mushrooms, which backfired when one of them blabbed to her more conservative mom. Never a fun moment when your parents find out you've done drugs.
And I wanted to try mushrooms for my 40th birthday, so my husband had gotten them for me and I tried it. And we told our kids about it. And then I overheard my daughter talking to my mom, to grandma, going, "Mom really wanted to try mushrooms." So, and I just walked by and I was like, uh-oh.
The new trailer has dropped for new Netflix heist series Kaleidoscope, which is 8 episodes that can be watched in any order you fancy. And it all still makes sense. It follows a bunch of thieves who attempt to break into a highly secure vault to get their hands on a huge $70 billion. British actor Rufus Sewell stars in the series, which lands on the streaming platform in January, along with Breaking Bad's Giancarlo Esposito.
We as human beings have a tendency to assume our brains are always looking to be one step ahead. Because of that, we start to think we know what someone's thinking or where they're going. This show breaks that convention and will help us to come back to the present and wait for the answer.
This has been the Smart 7 Ireland Edition. Wherever you're listening, do us a favor and hit the follow button. We're back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Have yourself a great day.
Written, produced and published by Daft Dog.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances?
Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hi, this is Kira from the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Just to let you know, we're pausing this podcast from Friday the 25th of August, but you can still get up to speed in just 7 minutes if you search the Smart 7 and catch up with our UK edition. Thanks for listening.